Gail Wilson from the Overseas Development Institute. I'm reporting for the OECD Aid for Trade Policy Dialogue. I have with me here Frank Matzert, who's the CEO of Trademark East Africa. Frank, could you describe a little bit about how Trademark East Africa interacts with Aid for Trade initiatives?
Thanks very much, Gail. Well, I mean, first of all, to say that Trademark East Africa, we're actually called Trade and Markets East Africa. A lot of people think that we're an intellectual property right outfit, but we actually look at all aspects of Aid for Trade. We are an Aid for Trade program per se, and we're quite large. We've grown quickly. We're a $500 million program, and we cover the five countries of the East African community. It's Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burundi, and now actually we've just started operations in South Sudan. And we're supported by a range of governments, including the UK, Belgium, Denmark, Netherlands, and Sweden. What we're really aimed to do is to reduce the high cost of trading across borders and trading internationally in East Africa. And our aim is to reduce the cost, the time, by around 15%, and that's worth about $7 billion. So probably for every dollar invested in trademarks, about a $14 impact return for the private sector. The kind of areas that we work on are, number one, a lot around the physical transport corridors. There are two corridors in East Africa that carry around 98% of the trade volumes. The northern corridor from Mombasa through to the Great Lakes region through Kenya and Uganda, that carries 75%. And then the central corridor from Dar es Salaam through to the Great Lakes carries around 24%. So those two corridors are the key trading arteries for around a consumer base of around 130 million. If you extend that, it's probably around 230 million with the countries around there. So what we do is we really focus on trying to bring down the costs of trading. We do that through basically investing in the ports, reducing, and the ports account for about half the costs overall and the delays. The other part of the equation is to work on one-stop border posts, and we're investing about $100 million in around seven hardware and software side of things across the regions, really the main arteries for trade. You know, the reason why that's also quite significant is because East Africa has now the highest trading costs globally, and it renders the economies really, really uncompetitive. Unless this is sorted out, these economies won't grow. The other aspect of what we do, Gail, is working on the trade environment and particularly trade policy, but also making sure that the regional integration arrangements that the East African communities put in place, a customs union, a common market, are fully implemented at the national level. And we work very much at that national and that regional level, combining hardware infrastructure approaches with software systems approaches. Thank you.